The status of women in society is an issue all over the world, including in the United States, where a new report details indicators that American women are still not equal to American men. The Institute of Women's Policy Research Tuesday released its fifth biennial report outlining the current state of American women in all 50 U.S. states and the District of Columbia. In presenting the wide-ranging survey, Institute President Heidi Hartman said researchers looked at women's lives in five broad categories:
political participation, employment and earnings, social and economic autonomy, reproductive rights, and since 2000, health and well-being.
Ms. Hartman said on two main concrete indicators, wages and political representation, women in the United States are still behind men. She said on average, women make 76 cents for every dollar men make. She added that women hold only about 15% of the seats in both houses of the U.S. Congress.
Overall, we have calculated that at the rate things are changing, it'll be 50 years before women's paychecks equal men's, and it will be nearly a century before women take an equal share of the seats in the U.S. Congress.
Ms. Hartman said for the first time, the report broke out information by race and ethnicity within each state and found that minority women fare even worse than white women in the United States.
In eight states and the District of Columbia, for example, Hispanic women earn less than half of what white men earn for full-time, year-round work. To achieve earnings equality with the white men, it will take African American women 75 years, not 50, and Asian American women 135 years, if the rate of progress remains the same as it has been since 1989. With respect to political representation, Asian and Native American women have no voting representation in the U.S. Congress at all.
She said she hopes the second Bush administration will raise the U.S. minimum wage, which is currently $5.15 per hour. Alma Morales Riojas, president of a Hispanic organization called MANA, and C. Nicole Mason of the National Women's Alliance raised health care concerns.
Health at the top of the list. The incidence of diabetes amongst the Latinos is extremely high, and not enough studies are being done to how to take care of it.
And I just wanted to emphasize the need for more funding for research, particularly around the health disparities around HIV and AIDS, cancer, and other ailments, with a particular attention towards understanding the needs and concerns of women and girls of color.
Improving women's access to education and to affordable housing were also high on the agenda. Stephanie Ho, VOA News, Washington.